It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI. I'm Ann Strainchamps. You know those handy little data collection devices we can't live without? We call them cell phones, but let's be honest, the phone is probably their least interesting feature. What we're really drawn to is the data. That little device you keep in your pocket, it can solve problems in milliseconds that it used to take mainframes days to compute. It can find nearby restaurants you might like, tell you the weather a week from now, remind you that it's your anniversary. Oh, and it also knows when you're getting your period.
I had been trying to be on the pill in my early 20s and it didn't work that well for me. I had a ton of side effects. So after many years of being in relationship, I started wondering why there were no good methods for me to manage my family planning or my reproductive health. And so I started looking around and I was really shocked to see that there were no great new innovations. Everything was about putting hormones into the body. So I thought, well, you know, if only I could know exactly where in my cycle I was, I wouldn't need to worry about condoms every single time and I wouldn't have to take the pill. And that was really the first inspiration, this kind of insight of like, wow, I just need to know really, really accurately where I am in my cycle.
Like a lot of great innovators, Ida Teen wanted something that didn't exist, and so she built it. It's a period tracking app called Clue, and the more you tell it about your mood and your cycle, the more it can tell you about your reproductive health. So that's kind of handy, right? But Ida's real goal is to transform women's health around the world. She's part of a new wave of renegade thinkers who believe that everyday data can give everyday people more power over their lives. So Ida, before you did this, you were leading motorcycle tours all over the world. Did that experience factor in? Was this app something you wish you'd had, you know, in the middle of a desert?
Yeah, managing that part of life is definitely also important. And I did have like a mishap where I got unwanted pregnant on one of my tours. So that, I think, fueled this desire for managing this much better and having a more technical or accurate or scientific approach to it.
So looking at your app right now, there's a big red button in the middle that says enter today's data. So walk me through this. What are we going to do?
Yeah, so you press the red button and you get to this data entry page where you can, in a very, very fast way, tell the app what's going on with your body. So you can tell it that you have your period. You can tell it how your mood is doing, whether you've had sex. And here you can see where in your cycle you are. So you can see the day of your cycle. You can say you're maybe on the fifth day. You can see you're still on your period. And then you can see your fertile window coming up, where, of course, you can get pregnant. And then you can see PMS coming towards the end of the cycle, the clouds.
So if I click on mood, it offers me happy, sensitive, sad, PMS. But then it also gives me the opportunity of creating extra tags so that I can enter all kinds of things, skin problems, stress, the state of my cervix. I don't know if I'd know that. Lots of other information. So it's not just when your period stops and starts.
That's really the vision, that we want to get to a very detailed and accurate picture of each woman's individual body related to her reproductive health, so that we can also get to a point where we can do predictive analytics. We can say you might be suffering from hormonal imbalances, which gives you these and these symptoms, so that women really start getting, say, intelligent interpretations on the data. That's, I think, the power of what this app can really do.
You know, Ida, I remember when I was a teenager, back in the dark ages, drugstores used to hand out these little pocket-sized calendars just for free. And my mother always gave me one every year to keep track of my period. So you could think of this app as simply the digital version of that little calendar, but it seems to me that it's also suggesting an entirely different kind of model for how women think about their hormonal cycle as something much more complex than a calendar or a clock.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, in a sense, it is datafying that calendar, but it's much more than that, because now we have the computing power and we have the possibility to aggregate very large amount of data sets from many different women, so we can start seeing patterns which you can never realize if you're just one person with a pen and paper. So I think that's really the big difference, is that we can now work with the data and we can analyze it, we can visualize it, and we can also share it. It's not just a digital version of the paper calendar. It is a whole new set of tools that we can apply, which gives much better insight for women into their cycles.
What are the main ways people are using this? Is it mostly for fertility planning, period prediction, advance warning of PMS?
Most people will start using the app because they want to know when the next period is coming. But then we find that people start seeing correlations. So they'll say, oh, that migraine I've been suffering from, suddenly they understand it's related to the cycle or, you know, really bad mood swings that people have. So often it creates deep body insights. So it becomes almost more like a body diary.
The words you use to describe Clue on your website are confident, scientific, not pink, which kind of made me laugh. Like, you're not a fan of pink on products relating to women's health.
No, I think it came very natural, this idea that, like, of course it wouldn't be pink. Like, why would you even think of making it pink? You know, I don't have a pink iPhone. My motorcycle is not pink. You know, my calendar app is not pink. So for me, it was a very natural thing. And then later we realized that this was actually very unusual because all other products in this category are so pink and flowery.
Do you find that infantilizing, that women's periods are kind of Disneyfied?
Yeah, I do. And I think it's not what women want. I think they want a modern and kind of like you manage your contacts or your calendar or you have a weather app. It's just one of these utilities that you have. And you want it to look modern and well-designed and not be gender-colored.
I'm curious, you've probably been using the app yourself since you designed it. Is there anything you've learned yourself about your own body or your cycle that you didn't know before?
For me, it has been fun to track after giving birth and see how things have changed. I have two kids, so that has been helpful for me. I think also being able to share with my partner what's going on, that has also been something which has been, you know, making a few conversations easier and also avoiding conversations on certain days.
I'm curious, has he downloaded it?
He's working with me, so he's a little biased, but yes, he is also looking at it, that's for sure. I had a funny episode where I was talking to a woman and she told me that she was pregnant and she said, I went to my partner to like bring him the big news that I was pregnant and he just kind of looked at me and was like, yeah, I know, because, you know, I've been looking at Clue too. Pretty astonishing, like he had realized before she had herself, so.
That's really great. So another aspect of personal data gathering is not just the personal, but the collective value of all of this data. Are you using any of the aggregated collected data in any way?
It's an incredibly interesting data set, and we are getting a lot of requests from research institutions to look at the data in different ways. For instance, right now we're doing a study where we're looking at how much people bleed when they have an IUD. One example of how our cycle tells us something about our health, in this case, contraceptives, but also some things like, you know, there are a lot of myths around the cycle that you ovulate on day 14, for instance, which is for most women not the case. So getting actually hard data on when do women actually ovulate and does it relate to how long their cycle is? Does it relate to people's, you know, indicating that they are stress or lacking sleep, like all these different correlations. These are some of the, I would say, things that we're still exploring.
It sounds like you're seeing a relationship between big data and global women's health.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a huge potential. When you look at the studies that have been conducted about female health, it has all been, you know, on so small populations that now suddenly we have insight to these masses of data. And I think it's going to be very broad. Because one of the things we find is that fertility has so many touch points to people's lives, right? It's about fertility, infertility. It's about menopause, about pregnancy. It's about, you know, should I freeze my eggs or not? It's about having things going on in your breasts. It's things related to mood. So all these different things and being able to pull that together and feed it back as insights, I think that is something that can really change women's life and how they deal with all these things. Because the potential that big data has, we have to somehow use it for the good, you know? It cannot just be left for Amazon to do predictives on what you want to buy. It, you know, my ambition is that we can be an example of a good data company where the insights from the big data is truly fed back to the users as insights.
Ida Teen is the CEO of Clue, which you can find on the Apple and Android app stores. We caught up with her at her home in Berlin.